Welcome to the Create Your Big Life podcast with me, your host, Kathy Morton. I'm a mindset coach, corporate escapee, life adventurer, and coffee lover. My mission is to help you up-level your mindset, to get clear on what your most extraordinary life looks like, and build the confidence and courage to go after it. Look, I don't believe we're here to live for the weekend or grind through a job we hate or coast on autopilot. I believe we're here to grow, to go for our dreams, to experience the amazing things life has to offer, and enjoy the ride along the way. Ready to create your big life? Let's get started. Hello, friends, and welcome back to the podcast. And if it is your first time with us, then a huge welcome to you as well. Either way, it is absolutely awesome to have you here with us for this episode. And today, we are going to be exploring this question. Are you a human being or a human doing? Now, this is a question that I have been pondering in my own life lately. And when I look at my past, it is really easy for me to answer that question because I have spent most of my life doing. And there's a couple of big reasons for that. And this is something that I am currently always asking myself because I am still in the process of unlearning my doing addiction, shall we say. So I grew up in a home where rest or time spent without a productive activity wasn't really valued. And we were always on the go. My parents are still very much like this. They're always doing something. So I certainly adopted the limiting belief that rest is unproductive and that rest should be earned. And I think that the other big reason that I ended up adopting those limiting beliefs and really kind of turning more into a human doing than a human being is that the majority of us have actually grown up in a society as well that conditions us to value productivity and to not value rest as much and to maybe see rest as being lazy or something like that. Because if you look around, there's like productivity hacks everywhere. How can you maximize your time? People are wearing, you know, being busy as a badge of honor. And we can also end up comparing ourselves to other people. You know, social media like can easily lead us down that track if we're not really mindful of how we are using the social media as a tool in our lives. And this can then lead us to feel like we should be doing more as well, that we should be achieving more. And if you tune into people's language when you are chatting to anyone, quite frankly, in the world, any of your friends, any of your family, just general interactions that you have at work or out and about in society, people are always saying things like, I should do this, I need to do this, I have to do this. And there is a really, really heavy energy around all of those three ways of thinking about doing things. And carrying that energy with us and feeling like there's all these things that we should do, that we need to do, that we have to do, can also lead to us running around doing all these things and becoming a human doing, and then ending up getting exhausted and burnt out. Maybe you can relate. So my addiction to doing showed up in my life like this. I was always on the go. I have spent many years striving for perfection, which doesn't exist. So it is something that can definitely occupy you with a lot of doing in the striving for it. A never-ending to-do list. It led to me ticking the traditional boxes of success because that's what I thought that I should do, filling up every second of the day with something. And it also led to me trying to think my way through my problems because I didn't know any other way to be, quite frankly. I didn't know anything else that was available to me. I thought that's what our brains were for. And sometimes they are. However, there's a much more powerful way to get answers and to also move through your life with more alignment, which we're going to get onto in a moment. So my doing addiction also led to me linking my worth and success to how much and how hard I was working. It led to me not prioritizing things that I actually find fun. And it led to me going from one thing to the next without actually asking myself if what I was doing was what I actually wanted. And it led to me burning the candle at both ends. And it led to me definitely not having any reverence for rest. And what I've come to realize over the last decade, really, is that constantly doing does not necessarily mean we are living. because you can be doing a lot of things in your life that don't light you up. You can be doing a lot of things in your life that aren't actually creating the life that you want to live. And in that effort to kind of like try and fill our days with all these tasks, the endless tasks and the things to do and to get through our to-do list, our life can end up actually passing us by in a blur. Because what happens when we're often doing is that we switch into autopilot mode. And time can just go by so fast when we are in that mode. So we're not actually slowing down enough to actually check in with ourselves and the direction that we're heading in. And that's how we can easily end up waking up one day thinking, how the fuck did I actually end up here? Is this life actually what I wanted? And sometimes the answer can be really, really scary to hear. So if you can resonate with any of those things that I listed in how my addiction to doing showed up in my life, and you know that you have that tendency as well to slip more into doing than being, then what I'm going to share with you on this episode will help you focus more on being. All my doing also caught up with me in a big way in 2010 when I ended up signed off from work with stress after having a panic attack while I was in charge of a live TV news broadcast. So this was the culmination of like about 9 months of like panic attacks and anxiety that I'd been experiencing. And I talk about that in the last two episodes to this, mainly in episode 9, where I share more about how I ended up here as a mindset coach and obsessed with focusing on our inner world to create change in our life. Because this moment forced me to slow down and to actually look at myself and to look at my life. And it was literally glaringly obvious at the time that I really needed to learn how to be more in my life instead of just doing my way through life. And in this process, meditation, mindfulness, and yoga were huge game changers for me. All of those practices have been incredibly life-changing in helping me really just get comfortable with being with myself and with my thoughts. And they have also been huge in helping me get to know myself and to get clear on what I want. And it is because of that, because I took that time to slow down, to learn how to be more, that I have now created a totally different life for myself. And being fully transparent, doing is definitely still my default mode. And it is something that I am still working on to focus on being more in life, because that is how I want to create my life with intention. And so know that I am always on this journey of inner work with you. I am always looking at areas of my life that aren't working and seeing how I can upgrade myself, upgrade my thoughts, upgrade my ways of being. And it's so easy to slip back into our default mode if we are not conscious as much as possible throughout the day. So the ways that I am starting to focus on how I can be more in my life are as follows. I am practicing slowing down and being more intentional, really checking in with what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. I am focusing on being more present and reminding myself to savor every single moment. I am spending more time with myself and my thoughts. And I ask myself quality questions regularly so that I can continue to get clarity around what it is that I actually want for my life and my future. I prioritize more rest and more self-care than I ever used to. And I regularly sit with myself now in meditation and my other mindset practices that I do on a daily basis. And I focus more on who I am being as I do the things that I want to do in life, which we're going to go into in a moment as well. And then lastly, I really look at what I am doing and check in on whether it's something that I actually want to do. And I thought this episode is absolutely perfect for this time of year as well, because it is typically a busy time for so many people with the festive season. There's the Christmas parties, the family gatherings, work is wrapping up for another year. People are running around, often frantically, buying gifts, sending cards, and doing things that they think that they should do just because it's Christmas. Again, maybe you can relate. So I wanted to dive into some ways that you can focus on being more in your life, that you can start to put into practice now. And this is the perfect time of year to really start to put that into practice so that then you can move through this festive season in a way that really fills your soul up rather than it simply being one thing that you're bouncing from to another. And the other reason that I wanted to do this podcast now is because last week I actually spent 4 hours in silence as some homework for a personal development program that I'm currently doing. And just to be clear, When I say 4 hours of silence, I mean 4 hours sitting doing nothing. No journaling, no reading, no listening to anything, no yoga, no walking, no cooking, no eating. What other things could you do in that with basically nothing other than sitting with your thoughts? You could meditate. That was the rules. We could meditate or stare into space, and that's it. And the purpose of the homework is to simply be, to practice presence, to observe your mind. And in that 4 hours of silence, I realized just how far I have come from that version of me who was seriously struggling in 2010. Because the idea of sitting with myself for 4 hours back then would have probably been felt like torture. I probably wouldn't have even done it, to be honest. And what I realized from doing this exercise last week was that I can now easily sit with myself. My mind is regularly a space of calm, which is amazing and a vastly different place to what it used to be. And it's not to say that I don't have negative thoughts or anything like that. I definitely do. I am now in a much better place to be able to spot any kind of negative spirals that my mind likes to go down. And I also have a bunch of tools that I use to get myself out of them. And a big change, a huge change for me, from me now to me in 2010, is that I am so much more intentional now about how I live my life and how I spend my days. I am way more present and I really focus on looking after myself and my body way more than I used to back then. So that was my biggest takeaway really from the 4 hours that I spent in silence. Just a pure appreciation for how far I have come along this inner work journey that I have done over the last decade. And yeah, it wasn't like it was super easy to just sit there and be for 4 hours. And in fact, I started it. And then after a little bit of time, I looked at my watch and I was like, oh, 5 minutes have passed. I was like, this is going to be a long 4 hours. And it was a long 4 hours, I'm not going to lie. But it did get easier as the 4 hours went along. And in fact, the final hour was the most peaceful. A lot of people who were also tasked with this homework from this group that I'm part of, they were incredibly resistant to it because they were terrified of sitting with themselves and their mind for that long period of time. And I totally understand it because simply being is no easy feat. And maybe you think you're listening to it thinking, oh, but you know, I live by myself, or, you know, I work by myself during the day and I'm regularly in silence because of that. But it is very different, literally sitting down, doing nothing, but with yourself and your thoughts, meditating or sitting, and that's it. Because the other thing that I realized from this exercise was that over the past maybe 7 years, 8 years, I have probably only spent about maximum of 30 minutes sitting in silence with my thoughts and nothing else, because that's probably about the longest time that I've meditated for in one sitting since I went and did Vipassana, which is a 10-day silent meditation retreat in 2014. Now that was being on another level, because Vipassana is a style of meditation. It's a retreat that they hold. They have centers around all around the world. And you go there for 10 days. You're actually there for 12 days, but it's 10 days of silence and 10 days of just meditation. And that's it. And you end up meditating for about 10 hours a day because they wake you up at 4 a.m. You go to bed at about 9:30 in the evening. And you pretty much just have meditation periods throughout the entire day, with a few breaks in between. And again, just like in this 4 hour exercise that I told you about, there's no journaling, there's no reading, there's no listening to anything, no yoga. You can go for a little walk around the grounds, but they're not very big. And you're expected to attend the meditation sessions, which are happening, like I said, for about 10 hours a day. And so I did do that back in 2014. And I'm mega proud of myself for the fact that I went and did it and got through it and enjoyed parts of it and worked through the challenges that came along as part of it as well. But since then, I can't think of a time where I have sat for more than half an hour with just my thoughts, simply being. So I wanted to ask you, have you ever spent more than an hour sitting with yourself in silence? And you might be wondering, why on earth would I want to? And that's a fair question. But what I want you to understand is that the answers of whatever it is that you're looking to figure out in your life, to figure out more of who you are and what you want to do, the answers come in the silence. And that is where you get to tune into more of your inner wisdom, your intuition, and to really just allow your mind to quieten down enough for you to tap into something deeper within yourself to be able to get some clarity on whatever it is that you're seeking clarity for. And there's a load of other benefits that come along with it as well, but that is pretty much one of the biggest ones that I have experienced in my own life for sure. And there's a quote that I came across when I was making some notes for this episode by the writer and philosopher Henry David Thoreau. And he said, "It is not enough to be busy. So are the ants. The question is, what are we busy about?" And this is an amazing question, I think, to consider in our life when it comes to thinking about whatever it is that you're doing on a day-to-day basis. And so I wanted to give you an exercise that you can do if you want to create your life with more intention. I encourage you to make a list of the regular things that you do in your life. So whatever it is that you do for work, the jobs that you do around the house, the social catch-ups that you go to, the family things that you go to, the tasks on your to-do list, the routines that you have around your health, around your self-care, around all the things that you do around your house. And then to ask yourself the question, why are you doing what you are doing? Do you think that you should be doing them? Or that you have to do them? Or that you need to do them? And then to consider, what kind of energy is that creating in how you feel about your life? If you are packing your life full with all these things that you tell yourself that you should do, that you have to do, that you need to do, what kind of energy is that creating and what results is that creating in your life as well? So do you actually want to do the things that you are doing? Do they light you up? Do they add up to a life that you love? And is what you're doing by and large building towards your bigger life vision? Do you even have a life vision? Because when you know why you're doing what you're doing, and crucially that you decide that you like your reason for doing it, then this is how you can actually create your life with more intention and purpose. And it was only 3 years ago, in 2019, that I would have looked at my life and would have said that I was doing a bunch of things that I wasn't excited about. I was 100% busy being busy. I was in a job I didn't love. I was commuting for 3 hours a day. And despite the fact that back then I was definitely meditating and working on myself then as well, I wasn't creating any space in my life to simply be, to focus on being present, to focus on the kind of person that I was being, or to infuse my life with the energy in the way that I actually wanted to live. So just to be clear, focusing on being more doesn't mean that you need to retreat to a mountain and meditate there, or you need to go and do one of these 10-day silent meditation retreats. That is not what I'm saying. It is about learning to do things in our life from a place of presence and intention and with the energy that we have chosen to do these things. Because when you go after your goals and create your life from this place, from that place of intention, from being on purpose, it creates wildly different results. Because then you know why you're doing what you're doing. You own your choices and you know that it is building towards this bigger life vision. Because what I want to remind you of is that it is your life and you don't have to do anything. And I encourage the students that I coach in Big Life Roadmap to banish words from their vocabulary like should, have to, need to. Because these words, like I said, have that really heavy energy and they make it sound like you don't have the power to create your life exactly as you want it, which you do. So this is, as I said, a perfect time of year for you to start to put this into practice and to ask yourself why you are doing what you're doing. Are you going to all these Christmas parties because you feel like you have to? Are you ditching your health goals at the events that you're going to and eating and drinking whatever the hell is there because you think you should do because everyone else is doing it? Are you sending Christmas cards because you feel obligated to? And are you buying all of these gifts because you want to or because you think it is expected of you? And if you find yourself doing things this festive season that you don't actually want to, then consider what other areas of your life this is showing up in. Because how we do one thing is how we do everything. So as I said earlier, there's nothing in your life that you have to do. And often people can come back and say things like, yes, but I have to pay my bills. And to that I say, well, no, you don't actually. You could not pay them, but then you would definitely face the consequences of doing that. So when you reframe it that you choose to pay your bills because you value having a home and electricity and water, and how fortunate are you that you actually have access to all of that, then that creates a very different energy around it. You might say, I need to do the housework. And again, well, you don't. You could pay someone to do it, or you could let your home get really dirty. But if you value a clean home and you don't want to pay a cleaner, then decide that you want to clean your house and own that decision. And decide that it is part of creating your bigger life vision, because when you have a cleaner environment, you feel like your head is clearer. You feel more motivated, more organized, more likely to be able to focus in your home. When I was in my old career as a TV news producer, I definitely thought that I had to do that job. But really, I chose to stay in it for several years, longer than I wanted to, because I wanted to get my citizenship in Australia. And then I chose to stay in it even longer because I still didn't know what I wanted to do. And I was scared at first to go and leave and do something else. And this is also what so many people that I coach are trying to figure out in their own life. They know that they want to do something different to what they're currently doing, but they haven't figured out what they want to do instead. And so there are two key ways that I always encourage people to approach this. First of all, it's realizing that we all have the answers that we need inside of us. No one else can figure out what you want in your life except you. And you cannot hear your soul's blueprint, your intuition, if you are so busy and stressed and hustling all the time and focused on doing all of the things. And there's a saying that goes, the universe gives you a whisper, then a nudge, then a push, and then an anvil to your head. And this has certainly proved true for me, because I was ignoring the whispers that the life that I was living wasn't true to me for years. And I kept myself busy doing all the things so I didn't have to face it. And one day I got that big anvil to the head, this wake-up call back in 2010 that forced me to change. And yet, I still ended up not making big changes until several years later. So if you are hearing those whispers that you're meant for more, and you're trying to figure out what that more is, then I highly encourage you to check in with whether you have become more of a human doing rather than a human being, and to create some space in your life, to really focus on creating some more silence, some more rest, some more self-care, some more space in whatever way feels good to you. So you might decide to spend some time in nature. You might want to meditate more. You want to do some journaling. You could take yourself away for the weekend to some new surroundings. And so you will have heard that cliche, I'm sure, that the best ideas come to us in the shower. And the reason for that is because when people are in the shower, typically their mind is resting, or their mind isn't focused on what all the things that they need to do. They have created some space, and it's in that space that our subconscious mind is given the space for some dots to join in the background, and then suddenly you get an idea. So space is the answer. Focusing on being more and having more space and silence in your life is going to give you some clarity if that's something that you're looking to get more of in your life right now. Secondly, instead of asking, what do I want to do with my life, ask, how do I want my life to feel? Because when you ask how you want your life to feel, you are tapping more into how you want to be in this life. And then there are so many things that you can do that allow you to feel that way. So for example, for Joe and I, we spoke about this in one of our earlier episodes on the power of questions. We want our life to feel fluid, flexible, and free. And that's one of the reasons that I started an online business, so that I could create that flexibility and time and location freedom that I was looking for. And I did think back in 2019 about starting a product business, but then because of the way that I wanted my life to feel, I knew that that wouldn't fit under that umbrella. So the other part of focusing on how we can be more of a human being than a human doing is all about actually who we are being as we go through our life. And this all ties into our self-image and our identity. Because focusing on who you are being is the game changer when it comes to transforming your life. And again, a lot of people, myself included, fall into this trap of trying to change by focusing on what they are doing and by deciding to do different behaviors. But they don't change who they are being and how they see themselves. And so they never actually end up creating lasting change because they haven't changed their self-image. So for example, if someone wanted to lose weight, a lot of people tend to go and focus on what they're going to eat and how they're going to exercise and how much they're going to exercise. But they don't focus on shifting their self-image to see themselves as a healthy person who doesn't have a weight problem. And so what normally happens is they end up sabotaging themselves and putting the weight back on that they lose. So at the time of recording this episode, we are in December, rapidly heading towards the end of 2022 and 2023 is fast approaching. A lot of people, maybe you, definitely myself included, will be thinking of what they want to achieve in 2023. A lot of people will be setting New Year's resolutions. And so if you are thinking of setting goals or resolutions for yourself, then before you do, I encourage you to ask yourself and check in. Did you set some goals or resolutions this time last year? And did you achieve them? And if you didn't, then no judgment, but ask yourself, did you focus on changing your identity and who you are being in order to create the result that you wanted? So this all comes down to doing the work on your thoughts and how you see yourself to then match the result that you want. Because the gap between where you are now and what you want to achieve is the person that you need to become. And this is why simply doing more things without focusing on who you're being is not effective. So have a think about who you need to be to achieve the goals that you want to achieve next year. And maybe even goals that you have for the end of this year as well, because 2022 ain't over yet. I am still working towards things for the end of this year. And so maybe you are as well. But ask yourself, do you need to be more committed, more disciplined, more courageous, more resourceful, more grateful, more responsible, or more loving to yourself, perhaps, to achieve your goals? And then if we bring it back as well to how we can focus on being more in the festive season, who are you being as you are doing all of these things in December? Are you going through the motions? Maybe you are rushing around being busy, being stressed. Are you complaining? Are you being ungrateful? Are you being triggered by certain family members, perhaps? And remember, there is nothing that you have to do this Christmas. You don't have to buy gifts, go to all the events, spend it with your family, cook a Christmas dinner. These are all societal or traditional expectations. And look, I firmly believe they can all be amazing if you want to do them and you like your reason for wanting to do them. But I think it's important to remind ourselves that we get to choose how we spend our time. We get to choose the things that we're doing. And if we do that with intention and with purpose, and we ask ourselves why we're doing them, or we like why we're doing them, then this is how we can create a vastly different experience of Christmas and the rest of our life as well. And we also get to choose who we are being as we are doing these things. So who and how do you want to be as you are doing all of the things this festive season? Do you want to be grateful or graceful or joyous, relaxed, fun, calm, healthy, present? And can you imagine what a different experience that would create if you focused on being these ways rather than simply doing things in a rush or because you think that you have to? And you might need to remind yourself to embody this every single day of the festive season and every moment of an event that you might usually default into that doing mode or that being stressed and busy and rushing around. Because it is always a decision to focus more on being a human being than a human doing. And like I said, this is something that I am continually practicing in my own life because my default mode has been in the past to be a human doing. And I am still working on the basis that one day I'm going to say my default mode is a human being. So to wrap up this episode, the biggest takeaways that I wanted to leave you with are this. Where can you create more space in your life to be more intentional and more present so that you can savor more moments of your life, so that you can then get to know yourself and what you truly want at a deeper level, and so that you can create your life on purpose? And who do you want to be as you do the things that you want to do? And then how can you infuse those ways of being into everything that you're doing? Like I said, this holiday season is a perfect time to practice. And for those of you that are up for a challenge, I have two challenges to offer you. Firstly, whenever you find yourself in a queue over the next week, in a shop, or maybe you're waiting for an appointment in the waiting room, instead of taking out your phone and distracting yourself, practice simply being. Look around you and notice what can you see, what can you hear, what can you feel, what can you smell, and simply focus on your breathing and be present. That is challenge number one. Challenge number two is a bit of a bigger challenge. So this one is, if you dare to try it, to sit with yourself for an hour in silence. You can meditate or you can just sit. And if you want to try the 4 hours like I did, then go for it. Go for as long as you would like. But remember, it's just meditating or just sitting. That's it. Observe your mind, be with yourself, see what comes up. The general experience of the people who all did this homework in this group that I'm part of was that it was actually at about that 2.5-3 hour mark that our minds became more silent. And so that's why, if you are willing to do it for more than 1 hour, I suspect you will get more benefits by doing it that bit longer. So let me know if you do either of the above. I would love to hear. Send me a DM on Instagram at @itscathymorton. Kathy's spelled with a C, C-A-T-H-Y. And I really hope you enjoy playing with all of this, because as I always say in pretty much every single episode, bring that sense of play and fun, that way of being, with these experiments, because that is a choice. And that is something that we can embody with everything that we do, that sense of curiosity, that sense of play. It is going to give you so much more than telling yourself that this is something that you need to do. So until next time, take care and enjoy being more instead of simply doing. Bye. Thank you for joining me on today's episode. If you loved what you heard today, then it would mean so much to me if you could leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple or Spotify. It really is the best way to help this podcast grow and support me in sharing this with more awesome people. If you're not already following me on socials, come say hi on IG at @itscathymorton. I can't wait to connect with you there and on the next episode, of course. In the meantime, go out there and enjoy creating your big life.